For many of us, a high-resolution, colourful screen is a key part of any computer, be it a smartphone, laptop, or desktop PC. But this wasn't always the case. Katie Haler took a trip back in time to meet a few computing relics from the past.
My name is Jason Fitzpatrick, and I am CEO here at the Centre for Computing History. We look at more of the home computing, where computers started to become part of our lives. And we've got a machine back there from 1963, which is called the Elliott 903. It's a computer that doesn't have a CPU, no microprocessor.
To be honest, it doesn't look, to me, like a computer at all. It's an enormous big box that looks a bit more like a fridge or something. And inside, there's racks and racks and racks of Are they transistors?
They are. They're transistors, yep.
So how does it work? What does it do if it has no processor?
And that's why it's on display. This is an interesting story. So most people think a computer has a microprocessor, which obviously modern ones do. But what is a microprocessor? It's simply a semiconductor that has thousands and thousands, millions, in fact billions today, transistors on it, all shrunk down into silicon, and they form the processor, the brain of the machine. So actually, if you go backwards, then you could theoretically make a computer just out of the transistors themselves. And that's what this machine is.
So what are the transistors doing?
Simply switching on and off. Computers, most people know, work on binary, ones and zeros. In fact, we say ones and zeros, but to a computer, it's not even ones and zeros. It doesn't understand what a one or a zero is. It understands whether there's an electrical signal or no electrical signal.
So off, on.
Exactly, off and on. This computer has, I think, about 2,500 transistors in it that make up the processor. It's kind of all a processor, the whole thing. And if you shrunk all those transistors down, that would make a microprocessor that we know today. So from here, the transistors in the Elliott, they were packaged into small chips, logic chips, and we had maybe 100 transistors on a logic chip. But as we got better and better at making those logic chips, we can get more on there. Then we start to have an entire computer, an entire Elliott on one chip. So that then allowed us to do more with that. So you could have lots of these chips and make a more powerful machine.
So what have we got here then?
Okay, so this is our 80s. We call it 8-bit 80s.
It looks very 80s.
8-bit 80s computers. And the one I'm going to choose is the Sinclair ZX81.
It is tiny.
It is.
It's just a black square with a tiny, tiny keyboard on it. And then there's a monitor which looks incredibly old school. It's a TV. Yeah. Oh, wow, okay.
You had 1K of memory. You can't even send an email these days in less than that. It had all of the colours, as long as that was black or white. It had no sound, and it was brilliant.
That was Jason Fitzpatrick, and we'll be hearing how the transistors that Jason was showing Katie actually do calculations and enable a computer to think next.